Rashi and some Zayin and Aleph. First Rashi in the Gemara. L'shichalo l'kveva oizid metzalim ba'oznah. So that they would take this bayer from the chargol, from the grasshopper, and they would put it, they would use it, they put it in the ear to take away the pain. L'shinso, the tooth of the fox. Yesh shosho kadesh yishon. Some use it to help the person sleep. Yesh kadesh lo yishon. Some to help the person stay awake. Sudakayo shall shain shul chai. They take it from the tooth of a live fox, helps people have problems, they fall asleep, keeps them awake, and vice versa. And
the
what, regards to tumah?
No, take it from a live animal.
Right, no, yeah. The zirfo is napoch, which is there's swelling, maka from a wound, the choparzal, zorif. In general, putting metal next to these type of things increases swelling. The high masya is different. This, however, does the opposite. Sheshbarish and refuah. She nears refuah, so it's obvious that it's helping. You go in shtiyas kos, a person drinks a cup of something, it's medicine. Tachbarishas maka, or putting a plaster on a wound. That's not dakyamari. But if it doesn't have an, it's not an obvious type of refuah where you see that the medicine is something like doing like that. For example, going to lachash, shei nikar, shei marpe. It's not obvious that it should heal. Yesh v'mishim darkei mari. You're assuming that it has darkei mari, but to me that's a question, because the more it brings certain things which seem to do, which there's not an obvious refuah. The tree which was dropping the fruits, so you hang the rocks, the lichu shchele, shayireshu hu shomein, v'koicher rab, because it's fatty, even though it's full of liquid, has a tremendous strength, so it produces nushrim, so it causes the pears to drop. What's this thing with the red, what's the idea of painting it red? V'chzu yuya inshi. The purpose is people should see it. To publicize that it's dropping its fruits. Like if I'm a Levitzara, the Tomei. He publicizes that he's Tomei. People should stay away from him, and they should help daven for him. Whereas that's what we do nowadays. We hang a kubsi. Eshkel Tamorim, a bunch of dates. Simon Ushimesha Pirosa, but the simon that it's dropping its fruits. So people should daven for it. So this Amura was teaching a Perak Amaroi, Perak Echod, Shoshanim B'Tosefta, the Masechta Shabbos, B'Hilchos Darki Amari. So it was a Perak in Tosefta, they should have two Perakim, which discussed the halachos of Darki Amari. And Amal Rav Chiya Thomas, Rav Chiya told this person who was quoting the prices, Kula Yisbuhu, Kola Shnu Yisham, Al Tito Lermer Behem, Vechem Behem, Ein Behem Mishim Dark Yamari. There's a list of X amount of things. Don't think that, you know, the list is supposed to be some yes and some no. All of them, that they are, yes, a problem with Dark Yamari. But Kula Nata Shena, Yeshba, you should be nervous, Yeshba. Levarmi Hani Beis, except for these two, Ela Shafar Shach, which I'm going to tell you in a moment. Yishal Yatzim, Elchulu, Melachas, Denatz, the Mishi Yishal Yatzim, and the Lachas for the person, the Naatzta Kimachat, Elu Beis Levadim, Ein Behem, the Zundakya Murray, Chad Chanoch is Lachas, which is just a incantation. The Adrosh Etzem Shaldog Shiyashub Ladim Beveshet, a bone of fish which gets stuck in the person's esophagus. Shai Shai Lachashu, which means raid raid. It's an incantation that should go down. Okay. However, a person says, God Gudi Usnu Kuloi Ashki Ubushki. A person says that my mazel, the word should be awake. Shouldn't be sleepy day and night. That's saying these type of things is like a superstition of the goyim, and it's considered a dark yamari. Yehuda Amar, God ain't a lashon about a zara. It's worse than Tama dark yamari. There's an element of about a zara, and it's never ha'archem la God shulchan. They would prepare for God this about a zara called God a table. Hu b'shmo v'hi b'shmoi. It's interesting in halacha. It's brought down over there in Kuf Ayin Ches. That a person going and putting out a full loaf of bread on the table, just putting it out like that. Not, you know, after the person finishes eating, just putting a full loaf of bread is a pam of Erchem Lagod Shulchan. You shouldn't do it because you're preparing a table for this Avodah Zarah. That's what they used to do. You shouldn't do that. Hu b'shmo v'hi b'shmoi. So let's say a person used up all the bread for benching, so then you're having bread on the table when you bench. It's much more preferred to bring out a slice of bread than to bring a full loaf, because a full loaf you get involved in this issue of Erchem Lagod Shulchan. I don't recall what the loaf is. In case you don't have a slice, what should you do?
Yeah, let's say you have an extra challah left over or something like that. Or I guess you can leave over a piece of challah, make sure you don't fit the last piece. Let's say you don't want slices.
I can find it quickly, otherwise we'll go by it because we're a little bit behind. Persons in Kufpei. So you should leave over some bread on the table after you're finished. You shouldn't bring a full loaf. But as long as there's some fuchsias left, it doesn't. Okay, I don't see what he says it's over there. Okay. Hu b'shmo v'hi b'shmoi. So when they go to bed at night time, they're worried about the different they're concerned about different karkas, so they switch names, and he refers to his wife with her name and she refers to him with her name. Yesh v'shem darkei amari. That was the superstition that the guy used to do, and that's also darkei amari. Donu doni. My barrels should become strengthened because of Yeshua Shem Darkei Amari, using that language of they used to talk to their wine and say it should get strong. So that was Darkei Amari. It's a petition. Rehuda Ma'ein Don El Lashon Avod Zor Shemar Hanishpoim Be'Ashmas Shemron Vamru Chayel Kecho Chayel Hecho Don. He tells the crow that it should crow tzrach. Ula Urba saw a female one shrieky that it should I guess I think it means the same thing for female. Vachzira li zonvech, turn your tail to me, l'tzayva, for good. Yesh v'shem darke mar, if they hear it crowing, you say, keep going, that's a, and you'll give me good through you. You'll in the end bring good for me. That was the superstition of the goyim. It's darke mar. Armashach tu tarnu gozesh, akora arvis, a rooster which crows in the evening, you have to kill it. Tanagurla shakra gavris, or a chicken which made a would sound like a male rooster. You have to, if you have to shecht it. Yesh Bisham Darkya Murray, that's instead of Darkya Murray. Big Shaila in the Akhranim discussed this halacha, because the Imhura Chasid in his Savah says if you hear a Tanagurla's, which is calling out like a male one, you should kill it. You should shecht it. Which is mamish things on connected the parish against this Gemara.
You can eat it though, yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming so, yeah. No, for sure, a lot of you saying, but I don't know what their superstition was. I don't know what their superstition was, but then do what is awesome. So they see it, they would see it as some type of simen that there's something, right, right. So that's following the Darkei Murray. There's nothing there. Esther, person says Esther, person makes his proclamation. I'm going to drink and leave over, and drink, leave over, and therefore this will create a bracha. Yesh Rishav Darkei Murray. Mevakas beitzim mekersel, and the gears on the side is they have mekavas beitzim mekersel. They would take the shells of eggs and attach them to the wall. Bifnei avrechim, the shell of the chick, they would put it up there as a simon for the efreich that would help it grow. Esh v'shem darkei Murray, the darkei Murray. Hamegis bifnei avrechim, you would stir some type of liquid in front of the efreichim as a simon that they should grow. Esh v'shem darkei Murray. Hamaraketis, person who would dance. Hamanashim Echad would count up to 71 bifnei Efrechim in front of the chicks. All these things are Hamanashim Echad Efrechim would count 71 chicks. Bishvil Shalay Musa, that to keep them alive, that helps them stay alive. And this superstition, Yeshvishim Darkei Murray, Darkei Murray. Hamaraketis Lakutah, a person makes Kutach, and then he dances in front of it and makes the kutach taste better. Kutach was a type of a dip made out of bread and milk and salt. Hamashak tekes ladoshim, says keep quiet when they're cooking the lentils. Hamasavachas, the greasin, screams loud when you cook beans. So, and they believe that these things help. Yesh Rishon Darkei Murray, all these things are Darkei Murray. Hamashtenes b'tekhtei rosa, Mishal tishbal shal mehera, Yesh Rishon Darkei Murray, a person who would relieve themselves in front, while near the pot, as a simon that it should cook quickly, all that's Darkei Murray. Avon noisim kisim shaltus, you can put a piece of wood from a tus, which is a type of a berry, and you put it in, it had a bitterness to it, or it had like a pungent element to it, and therefore it would cause it to cook quickly. Mashivishkuz are pieces of glass picked there in the pot, which will help it cook more quickly. Because of the pungency, it'll cook more quickly, or because of the glass would help intensify the heat, it's a good conductor. That's mutter. But it's dangerous to put glass in the pot, because the person might not get it all strained all out and come to swallow, and that's dangerous. So Rabbanon, listen, Bulsha Melach, the Sechaner, you're allowed to put a little grain of salt into the Ner, Shatoyer, the Tadlik, that helps it. That's this is an actual, there's an actual logical understanding of how it helps it light better. If you cool the oil which is in the lamp, it burns more slowly. So putting these things underneath help maintain the temperature, make it more cool, and that's permitted. So it talks about the lachos up there. So it says that a person covers the lamp which has oil in it, or uncovers the lamp which has naphtha in it. So either way, it burns more quickly than necessary, and that causes, it's a baltashkus, you're wasting the fuel. Person says chamer v'chayil pum rabbanon. When they would take a drink, they would say wine and life to the mouth of the chachamim. When they would take a drink of wine, that's what they would say. Ein b'mishim darkei mar. That's not called darkei mar. That's a bracha b'alma. Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva she'asa mishal lebnoi b'al kolchos b'chos. Each time they would take a drink, shehevi omer chamer v'chayil lepum rabbanon. Wine and life to the mouth of the chachamim. Chaya v'chamer lepum rabbanon lepum tamidheir. And that's the source, some say that's the source of the Inyan of saying L'chaim when you take a drink. It's from this Gemara. So Rashi, top of the page, Omer God, Gudi, his mazel, mazli, my mazel should be awakened. Usnukloi, Oyev, Altiyah, don't be tired. Ashki, Bushki, Yerm, Olal, the day and night. Ishvizim, Darkei, Murray. V'chei, Mekulon, Atzef, Perkirasin, Harezim, Darkei, Murray. Harezim, Tisev. Because there's a Gears, actually, which says Ein, Barbishim, Darkei, Murray. Rashi is saying that's an incorrect Gears. Frank here says that they do have, these are all problems of Darkei Mari. They would switch names by nighttime. Mishum Nichush, so the husband would call his wife Yankel. Hey Yankel. And she would say, hey Rochel. That's a Nichush. Don Doni, his chazku chavir sai, my barrel should become strengthened. Don Ene Elochai Kamari, that's Chakamari. Rehuda says, not Chakamari. You're referring to something with the Shema Batasora. When it's calling, he would say, do it. Keep calling out. It's like if it's saying, keep calling out good tidings for me. Shakar Arvis. It's calling out later, much later. I mean, apparently they don't only call out in the morning, they call out throughout the day, but this one was like going much later after everybody else stopped. He was still going. That's what I'm shot. Well, in the Rashi says, it crowed like a crow as opposed to like a rooster. A female chicken was crowing like a rooster. My kara gavra, it's referring to the gavra refers to a rooster. Eshav oyser kreshet hebrochim tzui b'yenor, there should be broch in the wine. That's also hama mivakas beitzim b'kaisa. Misa garsi beyim mikavas. The bach tells the word beyim. Lachos yotzef roichim after the chicks come out of the shells, so then matrezes haklipis b'makol mekavatim b'kersel lifneim. Sort of like makes a like a necklace of them, like a chain of them, on a makol on a stick, like attaches them onto a stick and puts them on the wall. If they are Brazil, the nachas shall yimusa to the nachas, they shouldn't die. That's a dark emory. And merkedus the kuzot, kishoyz and kutach, merkedus the funav, unichush is chazik. It's like a nichush, right? That should mean it's chazik. Knock wood, okay? Amashatekas vadoshim, kishanasenas bekadero, mishasekas as kolo omnim, it tells everybody to be quiet, kishis bashlu, because that helps them, they claim that helps them cook. With grisim, the opposite is mitzabachas. You scream out when they're cooking grisim. So all the things are darker. Murri in the ras. Amnas kisim shaltus. Murri, this is a type of wood. Mechazaku, which it has a strong flavor like vinegar. Murri levashal, it helps the cook. It's not lanachish, it's not a nichush. I've seen an abal also come shiver schuches al bishem mishum darkei murri ein boy. Even though it's not probably like a murray, because it actually does help cook. Also, come in Mnei Sakana Shlayiv, afraid it might swallow the glass, and that's dangerous. Bolshe Melech, Molei Egrif, Melech, a fistful of salt, you put in the near Bishosh HaToyer Batalik, that help it light nicely. Shein Zenichush, Elamaseyeh Mamish, it actually helps. Shemelech Tzolo, it's a shemen, it purifies the oil, and helps it go into the wick better. They cool off the oil. It doesn't burn quickly, burns more slowly, and that helps it extend the life of the oil. That's good. The mitzvah shrug of the mishmash, it covers the top of the oil lamp. Maherly dolik, it burns more quickly. And neft, kishmagalim asay ha'or ha'lechu mimshach elav b'mader. By neft, the opposite is true. Uncovering it allows the fire to get into the fuel, and it burns more quickly. Chamer b'chaya. Wine and life, kishmoizkim, when they would mix the cups, menosim kais, they would give a cup to people to drink. Ermer kain the bracha b'alma. They would say that as a bracha l'chaim. Hadron l'chaim ha'isha. Okay, now the parak called Gadol is quite known to people. That's the parak which deals with the malachas. So the lamentas malachas are actually enumerated in the second mishnah of the parak. The first six blot or so till you get to that mishnah talks about halachas of when you're chayiv, when a person is chayiv, and how many he's chayiv karbonis chatas for being shogeg. So in general, the rule is by shkaga, if a person does an averah which is chayiv koris b'mezid, he does it b'shogeg. Shogeg means aware that he's doing the action, not being aware that it's osur. Person not aware that he's doing the action at all, that's not chayv, that's called misasek, and that's not chayv a korban. Means a person, out of force of habit, a person turns on a light, not even aware that he's doing it. Some say that's a misasek. Person is aware he's turning on a light, and forgot that it's Shabbos, that's a shoyge. He knows what he's doing, he's turning on a light. He's not aware that it's osur because he forgot that it was Shabbos, that's chayv a now there's a halacha that a person only chayv a chatos, being aware, once upon a time being aware there's an Isser and then forgetting it. The person never knew that this is, that there's something called Shabbos. He was, as Moore says, a Tinusha Nishba. He was captured as a very young child and raised amongst the Goyim. He never knew there's such a thing called Shabbos. So he's not Chayiv. He didn't know there's an Isser called Shabbos. Moore will discuss later on, he's made aware, so there's yediyah, and then there's a shikha, number one. Number two, the person is not aware that this is chaylev, there's some chaylev. So he eats a kazayas of chaylev, he eats a second kazayas, a third kazayas, a fourth kazayas. It's only one chatas, it's all one avera, it's a one forgetting. Right? A person was aware that it was chaylev, he forgot, ate it. Then became more oivei. He ate chaylev. Then does it again. Each one's chayiv a separate korban. So there's a lochem halom. Each helom, each forgetting, allows it for nuchi of chatas. The more we'll make drushes over here by Shabbos, seems to be there are different psukim, which indicate that there's different levels of chiyuvim of chatas, the amount of chatos. So Mishnah is going to say that there's different ways to forget Shabbos. One example we'll see in the Mishnah is a person realized it was Shabbos and forgot that this malach is awesome. So one way is he forgot that it was Shabbos. So how does that play out in the Gabbat Dechiv Chatos? Kol Gadol Amar B'Shabbos. So this is a very, this is a klal, it's a rule, and is gadol. The Moros didn't say, we discuss what is the word, why is it called gadol. A person forgot the whole concept of Shabbos. He didn't forget today was Shabbos. He forgot that there's something in the Torah called Shabbos. So everything he does is all one, it's all rooted in one mistake, one forgetting. So even though he's done many different malachas over many different Shabbos, it's all one shgog, it's one mistake, one forgetting. And he's only chayv one chatas for all of that. So he could do over a period of many Shabbos, hundreds of Shabbos, and many Malachas, he's done thousands of Averis. One Kermit Chathas will be Mechaper for all of that. Okay. Hayudei Yikr Shabbos, a person knows there's something called Shabbos, but he got the days wrong. Vasa Malachas Harbe, B'Shabbos Harbe. He's done many Malachas over many Shabbos. Chayav will call Shabbos for Shabbos. Each Shabbos is one, he forgot it was Shabbos. So each malacha is all part of the one forgetting of Shabbos. So that's like one helam, it's one forgetting. But each Shabbos is independent. So each Shabbos is own independent forgetting, with own independent chiyuv, chathas. So for whatever reason, the person has his count wrong and he got Shabbos wrong. So he is aware he's doing the malacha. He's aware malacha is also at Shabbos. He thought today was Friday, and he does malacha on it. And then next week he does the same thing, because he's off. So each Shabbos would be a separate. It's one forgetting of Shabbos, and he has a separate chiyuv. I mean, I guess that's a theoretical case you would have it, right? So that's because Rashi and Tosis says there's a cause of the situation the Chayav Yikr Shabbos. I believe Rashi says we assume that probably somewhere in the week a person became aware he's interacting with other people, so he becomes aware that there was a mistake, and then he forgot again. So Rashi seems to say it's a logic, which the Tosis says what in the case where you don't have a lot, you know. So Tosis says there's a cause. Yidei Shehu Shabbos, a person is aware that it's Shabbos. V'asim Malachah is Harbe, B'Shabbos is Harbe. So he forgot there's a Malachah Barer. So over a period of many Shabbos, he's done the Malachah of Barer. So it's all one forgetting. So he's not Chayv, he's only Chayv one Chathas for that Malachah, even though it was spread out over a period of different Shabbos. So Chayv will call Av Malachah Malachah. So let's say he forgot Barer, and he forgot Mechaber. So over a period of many Shabbos, he's been doing Barer 17 times over Shabbos, over many Shabbos. It's one forgetting. He forgot this Malach of Barer, so he's only had one Chathas for the Malach of Barer. However, but Mechaber is a separate Avera that Malach that he forgot, so he's Chayiv a separate Chathas for that. So each Malach would be Chayiv. So it's negaya within the context of one Shabbos. A person forgot it was Shabbos and does many malachas, he's only had one chattis. A person remembers that it's Shabbos and does many malachas. Each malacha that he forgets is a separate chattis. Each av malacha. Or each tolda, right? So a person does a tolda berer and a tolda makabis, right? So if he forgot it was Shabbos, it's all one forgetting. He forgot it was Shabbos. He's only one chayv. He can do all 39 malachas. He's only chayv one chatos. He forgot it was Shabbos. But on the other hand, each Shabbos will be a separate chiyuv. He remembered it was Shabbos. He forgot each malach independently. So he's chayv a separate chatos for each malach. But on the other hand, he's only chayv one chatos over many Shabbos. Because he was aware of Shabbos. He just forgot that there's an iser of kotzer on Shabbos. So, even though he's done kurtz over a period of many Shabbos, he's only one chayiv one chatas. So, forgetting Shabbos has a kula that he's only chayiv one chatas for everything that he does in that Shabbos. But there's a chumra that each Shabbos is a separate chiyuv. Forgetting malachas has a chumra that each malach is chayiv separately. Has a kula that he's not chayiv for each Shabbos. Ha'ayis ha'malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas. There's many malachas within the period of one Shabbos, or many Shabbos, which are all under the same umbrella. They're like one malacha, which means an av and a tolda, many different avas, that av many times over, or an av and a tolda many times over, and a chayv al-chattas achas. So the chayv one chattas for that. So a person forgot barer, so barer has the tolda called miyum, which is the barer is separating good from bad, miyum is separating good from good, but making it the category. It's just he's storing things away in different sections. That's a tolda. So you only have one chattas for both of them. So Rashi, kal gadol b'gemara farsha, my kari le gadol. Why is it referred to as great? Bad from good. Okay, I said good from bad. Well, it can be either way, depending on whether it's immediate or not. Shechek ikar Shabbos, kusavra ain Shabbos v'tar. He is not aware that there's an issur of Shabbos in the Torah. He forgot there's an issur of Shabbos in the Torah. And chayv al chatas achas. We more yolif thought, shmir achas, the Shabbos is harbi. The pasuk uses a plural language for Shabbos, and it uses the word, singular word for shmira. So you understand, it's like one keeping of many, many Shabbos. So how is that? So it's talking about a case where he forgot that there's the whole concept of Shabbos over many Shabbos. That's the veir. Then there's a different pasuk that says Shmir l'chol Shabbos for Shabbos, which refers to a lashon of it's plural Shmira, plural Shabbos, which means one Shmira for each Shabbos. So Morris says, understands Mistab the Kiksiv Shmir Achas the Shabbos is Harbe. Where is the one Avera of it's one Avera of not being Shemar many Shabbos? How is that? That's going on, that, in other words, the Gabi Chiyav Chattas would be in a case like this, Kiyagab, in this case, that Ksiv, the Kula Chattash Kogi, it's all one mistake, one forgetting. The Korban Ashegi Kosi, the Korban comes. Due to the element of shogeg of the forgetting, so over here the forgetting is one. He forgot the concept of Shabbos, so it's one forgetting. So it's one korban. The Yikra Shabbos, Yei Shabbos B'Tara. He knows there's something called Shabbos. The Nesav Malacha is the Nesav Malacha on Shabbos. In other words, Yei Yikra Shabbos. The person knows, yeah, there's a day of rest. What is rest? They're not. They have no idea that rest means not doing Malacha. They think rest means sleeping, you know, or whatever. That's not called Yudei Kri Shabbos. He has to know that there's a limit of errors, things you can't do on Shabbos. That's called Yudei Kri Shabbos. Was Mochas Harbei, Shabbos is Harbei. Yudei Shig is Shabbos, he forgot Shabbos. Shoshochik is Shabbos, he forgot today was Shabbos. I mean, it's only safe, Yudei Shu Shabbos. Called the Reisha, but any Yudei Shu Shabbos. So the next case is he knows that it's Shabbos. This case, he doesn't know that it's Shabbos. It doesn't say clear over here that he forgot Shabbos. It says Yudei Yikr Shabbos, and he did many malachas. So Rashi is saying, but since in the next case it says Yudei Yishu Shabbos, it says he knows that it is Shabbos. It means apparently the case before was he didn't know that it was Shabbos. Called the Reish, but any Yudei Yishu Shabbos, also malachas harbe b'Shabbos is harbe. He did many malachas over many Shabbos. Being in Zer, Lenedu Lamin Time Shachata. He was not aware there wasn't. It's all one mistake. He never became aware that he says, "Oy vey, I got the cheshbon wrong, and last week I didn't work on Shabbos." He never came to that conclusion. So if he would do that, once he does that, it's nikva chiyav chatas. Some of the person comes aware that he did something wrong, and then he forgets again. But as soon as he became aware, he's chayav chiyav chatas. So he does the error again. He can't add in the Avera into the one Korban. Once he became aware, he became in this kind of a Korban, that's already its own Chiyuv. And now when he forgets again, that becomes its own, it's kind of a second Korban. The person never came to this recognition in between and says, man, I really blew it. Got the calculation wrong. Last Shabbos, I didn't work. Then that would be so, he's immediately five of Korban Chattas. But that didn't happen. Still, chayv kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Chattas achas kol Shabbos, one chattas for each Shabbos. Rabbi Shlomo Nodel in time, he did not become aware. Behelam echad, it's one forgetting. The days in between have a concept they're considered like there's a yediyah, and it separates the chiyuv chatas one from the other. Why? So Tosfos says it's xeris hakos. Learn out from the pasuk. Each Shabbos has its own separate chatas. Rashi says no. She efshar shaloi shama bein tayim shosayim habishabbos. He must have heard that the day of the week, and that was what he had done with Shabbos. El shalom nizkeloi b'malacha shenasaboy. But he didn't draw the conclusion saying, oh, if today's Tuesday means I got it off and I didn't work on Shabbos. He didn't draw the conclusion. But the fact that today was Tuesday, he heard. Right? So the math, that therefore that was Shabbos, was there. So we call it that he became aware that he made a mistake, did something wrong, even though he had not put two and two together. The mistake was he forgot there was Shabbos. Well, you see, Adelaide, Beni, Beni, and he became aware that it was Shabbos. So that's called a Yediyah. So now there was a Yediyah in between. Each Shabbos has his own forgetting. But however, he's not chai for each malacha independently. The kula Shabbos, chadashkaga, it's all one forgetting. The whole shogga malachis, he didn't have the problem. The friend wasn't even didn't forget that this malacha was aser. The day who is malacha aser, he knows you can't cook on Shabbos. El Shabbos who the shogga, but his mistake was he forgot it was Shabbos. He knows you can't cook on Shabbos. His problem was that he got the day wrong. Therefore, even though he did bishul and he did borer and he did kotzer, he's only had one chatas for all of the different malachas. He knows it's Shabbos. He did the malachas. Yodash malachas alod was suris. He was not aware that these malachas are asur. Vasom come upon him become shabbosus. He did it many times over a period of many shabbosus. Chayav kol av malacha chatas achas. Each malacha gets its own chatas. Vav pisha chazur v'kafah become shabbosus. Yeah, he repeated over many shabbosus. I tell you, each Shabbos has his own chatas. No. This is all one forgetting, one mistake. He never became aware in between that Barer was awesome. When the issue was he forgetting Shabbos, each week, somewhere in the middle of the week, he became aware that it was Shabbos. But if a person wasn't aware that Barer is Usser, so he go through many, many weeks. He's never going to say, well, he clearly learned in between that Barer is Usser. No, why? Loy Omer Haki, you don't say that. Mishum Hefzik Yomim Ein Loy Ladas. The fact that there's days in between will not cause him to become aware that there's an Avera. Elim Ken Yashav Usser Techachom and Be'er Shabbos, unless he went to learn, which he didn't. Okay. Now, Mi'abachadas Achaz Lo Mifter I'll call Shabbos. But on the other hand, each Shabbos, one chatas is not enough. The shkoga la'ab b'Shabbos havi. The shkoga wasn't on Shabbos. Ela b'malachis. The mistake was he forgot the malachas are aser. B'shigas tuva havi l'Shabbos achas. So there's many forgettings, many mistakes were done because he thought Barer is mutter and he thought Bishul is mutter. So that's each one his own independent mistake and chayv its own chatas. Gemara Yola Pamim Shulchayim Al Kol Achas Vachas Pamim Shulchayim Al Achas Al Kol Shabbos. So we have two. More again, learns in Sukkim that there's different. The Torah uses different language in the Kate. It's one Chatas for the whole Shabbos, or it's many Chatos for the Shabbos. We start, but we see. We understand it means the Chiyuv Chiyuv Bezod and Shabbos Shigas Malachis. In a case where he was aware of Shabbos, so it's called Zod and Shabbos. I mean, he was. There was. Clear intent regarding Shabbos. He knew he was doing this thing on Shabbos, but he forgot the malachas also. Digashkogas too, but there's many mistakes over there. So that's when he's chayv many chatos for one Shabbos. But tur b'shigas Shabbos on malachas the chadashkogahi. But a case where there was many Shabbos, there was many malachas, but he forgot it was Shabbos. So it was one mistake. So then it's only one chayv one chatos. Ah malacha the nokat lav the mutay told us. The Mishnah says, Amalach, it's not coming to school, told us. Udan told us, it's also Chayav Chatos. Rashi who told us to say Ovis, told us two different Ovis, Rechai. Alamute Hechad Ham Beis told us to have Echad, but two different told us of the same Av, it's like doing Burr twice. Oy Av told us, Shalom Yadnav and told also, they know Chayv Alacha Achas, he's only Chayv one, it's only safe. Oy Zim Malachas Harbim, Ein Malach Achas, he does many different Malachas of the same type. Shnei told us, Shalav Echad, or told it or not, that's one chatas. The real chatas, it's like eating chatas twice. One mistake, one forget. The only case where you would have different chatos, one mistake, if it's different bodies, so a man is born two women which are nidois, forgetting that nida is osir. But it's different bodies, that's chai with separate chatas for each. Or we had before, each Shabbos is, counts as, when it comes to forgetting Shabbos, each Shabbos will get its own chatas. So that's the more than that from Sukkim also. Gufa Avera is chai of, each Gufa is chai of independently. Now the more is going to deal with but Chaylev, no, because that's not kosher enough to consider different Kufi Avera. Now the Morrison deal with the phrase Kal Gadol is found over here. It's also found in Masechta Shviyos. Kal Gadol Omer B'Shviyos. It says in regards to Meiser, and it says in regards to Peah. Lashon of Klal. By Shviyos and by Shabbos it's Kal Gadol. By Meiser and by Peah, by Meiser it says Klal. Klal Omer B'Peah. By Peah there's a Machloikis. By Meiser there's a Machloikis, whether it's Klal or Klal Gadol. And by Peah it just says Klal. So we're wants to figure out why by Peah it says Klal Omer B'Peah. This is the rule how Peah works. It's like Klal, a major rule. It says a rule. And by Meiser one says Klal, one says Klal Gadol. And by Shviyas and by Shabbos, this is called Gadol Omer. So the Morish is trying to figure out what is this Gadol and what, or not. And that's going to take us down to the two dots. We'll stop here, though.